I'd like to share with you a vart on Sfiras HaEmer. These are the days that we find ourselves in between Pesach and Shavuos. The Ramban says that these are days that are like Chol HaMoed, between the two great events of Pesach and Shavuos on either side of us. And as we are marching through this all-important time of Sfira, it's very worthwhile to give some thought to what the messages of Gedolei Yisrael are and how they're relevant to us. Today I want to say over a var from the Rizhna Rebbe, the great holy Rizhna Rebbe Yisrael Friedman, who was a Rebbe in Ukraine, modern-day Ukraine, in the early 1800s. He was Nifter in 1850. And he says a beautiful, magnificent yesod about Sfiras HaEmer, and I want to tell it to you, but before I tell it to you, I want to give you a little bit of a biographical snapshot of who the Rizhna was, because sometimes when we know a little bit about the Gadol who says something, it puts a whole new light onto the Vart itself. Like in Pirkei Avos, which is the Minhag Yisrael to learn in these days, many times it says in the Mishnayos of Avos, Hu Haya Eimer. And the Mefarshim explain that it doesn't mean that he merely said it. All the Tanam said what they said, but sometimes there's a Vart that's a Hu Haya Eimer Vart, that it's the who, the essence of this Tana, the essence of this Gadol that really exuded this Vart throughout his life. And I think that the Vart that the Rizhna will say on Sfira is really very much a personal, autobiographical Vart. The Rizhna was a very unique Rebbe in this that he felt that a Rebbe should live with royalty. He should present himself like a melech with malchus. And he took this to a great extreme. Even though that he lived in an area that many Yidden were very poor, but he himself built himself a palace, literally a palace. We have pictures of it. His Beis Medrash was another palace that he had. And inside of these palatial homes were the finest trappings of furniture and jewelry and everything that you could ever imagine. When he drove around, he didn't just drive in any wagon like everybody else did. He had a horse-drawn carriage with four pure white horses that would take him wherever he needed to be. He had fur on his garment. His buttons were solid gold. And everything that he did, everything that he presented himself as was kulei aimer kavod. It was all malchustik. That was the shita of Rizhin. And many of his descendants, all the many chassidus that came from him, also has the same exact hashkafa. And I once, when I was working on one of my books for the artifacts of Gedolei Yisrael, I had the good fortune of finding myself in an apartment in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, where there was a collector of Judaica that had enough Judaica in that apartment to fill 10 Jewish museums. Literally thousands of priceless pieces of Judaica. And at the end of the visit, he took me into his Lufnai V'Lufnim, into an inner secret closet of his house, and he pulled out a wooden box, and he took out of this box a beautiful crown for a Sefer Torah about this high, and it was solid gold, and it had rubies and diamonds and sapphires, and on the top there was a huge diamond, a perfect diamond. This was the Rizhna Rebbe himself's Torah crown. And it was a masterpiece. It was something that the Tsar's goldsmith himself had fashioned for the Rebbe. There are many detractors of the Rizhna Rebbe. Many did not like that he lived in such opulence. Like, what is that? What's that all about? That's not Darkei Shel Torah. It's not Pas Melech Teicha V'al Aretz Tishon. This is something that, you know, is not really something that we're comfortable with, maybe. But the Rebbe felt this is the way to do it. And the detractors were quieted one Matzai Shabbos. One Matzai Shabbos, they were going out in the freezing cold night to say Kiddush Levana, and the Rebbe came out with his Levush and with his solid gold boots. And the boots had diamonds in them. And when the Rebbe finished saying Kiddush Levana and started walking back home, the Hasidim noticed that there was blood on the ice. And they realized that the Rebbe, even though that he was going through these outer trappings of malchus, of regal behavior, but he was always with the people. And those golden boots did not have soles on them. He wanted to feel the cold that the aniyim in his city also felt. And he literally went without soles on his feet, and the ice cut into his skin of his feet. But that was what the Rebbe, he was, as much as he was beautiful on the outside, he worked on the inside to work on those midas and those and the amazing beauty that shone within. Now I think we might be ready to hear the Vart of the Rishna Rebbe on Svira. When it says in Parshas Emma, Svartem Lochem, and that means that you should count for yourself, the Rebbe teached up Usvartem in a different way. He said that the word Usvartem means, from a lashon of Livnas HaSapir, a sapphire. Usvartem means that you should make yourself, Lochem, make yourself into a sapphire. Make yourself into a diamond, not externally. It's lochem, it's an inner aveda. These are days that we're supposed to polish up our midas, work on our machshavas, work on all of the taira that we could muster, because these are days that we're marching every single day towards Matan Taira, and with the Kinyanei HaTaira, the 48 Kinyanei HaTaira that we're supposed to be learning about and imbuing and absorbing one day at a time, the Sfira, the sapphire, the stones that the original Rebbe knew so well through all of the external beauty that he was so much into, was not merely the outer workings of his Welt Anschauung, but it was an inner Aveda. He understood that it was more important to work on the beauty inside, and that a Yid's beauty can shine and can radiate as much as any stone that any goldsmith could put into any crown. These are the days that we are finding ourselves in. These are days that we are busy with so many things. It's a busy time of year, and we're ending the year before you know it, and there's a lot of reasons to be distracted. But the Rebbe's Vart is so significant, so relevant for us in these days, that it's busy, and we're worried about Mibayis Mibachutz, the outside of our lives and how we appear and what's going on in the world. But yet, those are very often distractions of the inner beauty that we have and that we have to polish and work on day by day. And we do that by Baruch Hashem finding ourselves in this wonderful yeshiva and in this Makom Torah that we're so grateful to be in, that we could work on ourselves in every way, including with Musar and Hashkafa, and being able to take advantage of all that our yeshiva has to offer. Just to end, this Shabbos, as was spoken about many times and just a few minutes ago, it is going to be a wonderful Shabbos of Achdus. It's a Shabbos of Achdus. It's a Shabbos that we get to go and enjoy ourselves externally with all types of sports activities, delicious food, and wonderful accommodations, but it's really a time that we can work on ourselves, who we are as people, who we are as Talmidim, to our Rabbeim, who we are as friends, to our Chavrusas, to our Shir, to our entire yeshiva. It's a time that we're going to be marking the significance of the legacy of our own Dean, Rabbi Dr. Moshe Sokol, and it's important to go up just to show us our Hakaras HaTayv to him for all that he's done for our Maisad from the day of its inception. And it's a time that we can really work on polishing up our Aveda in the context of being a Ben Taira in a wonderful, important yeshiva. And on the same note, there's going to be another opportunity, as was said, early next week on Monday and Tuesday, when the yeshiva is going to be engaging in a campaign to raise necessary funds for the yeshiva and for all the many wonderful, worthy activities that we do and that takes money to be able to implement. And so whoever can, if you could take a part of the yeshiva's financial burden by agreeing to be a part of this drive that is being organized so professionally, Mirtz Hashem, that would be greatly appreciated also. And it's not just for the yeshiva, but ultimately it's also for you, because when you work on your Akaras HaTayiv, then you are the greatest beneficiary. You will be the most meshubach by doing that, and you will find yourself in a much better position after that, after the Shabbos and after Monday and Tuesday's campaign, because that will be a usfartem lochem moment. It'll be a time that we can actually work on our internal midas, our internal ability to express Hakaras HaTayiv to our Rabbeim, to our Deen, and to the yeshiva itself. And Amitz Hashem, I wish you all bracha v'hatzlacha.